I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up in June, well, it's the month for the environment. On the 5th, there's World Environment Day. And on the 17th, a day set aside to combat desertization. But for Food for the Hungry, the 2 days are more than just dates on the calendar. Gary Edmondson says they're a reminder of the commitment to eradicate food insecurity.
We've been given responsibility. God has created all things. God has created the environment. God has created the soil in such a way so that it would produce, and it would produce abundance.
And with education comes practical training. Food for the Hungry sets up controlled environments where new methods of planting, growing, and cultivating crops are given hands-on application. Food for the Hungry also focuses on providing clean drinking water. Keep listening to find out how you can help. And caring for the orphan and widow, it's a command given to the entire body of Christ, not just something to be left to the government or placed on the shoulders of pastors. Life Matters Worldwide is one organization dedicated to helping believers carry out this calling, which is done through its LIFT program. Life Matters Executive Director Tom Lothamer.
LIFT is a ministry for the local church, and it's living in faith together. And basically, it's a ministry of the body of Christ, ministering to those in their communities that are chronically or terminally ill or other serious illnesses. And it's the body taking responsibility, the church, to minister to those and to their caregivers.
And so far, about 15 churches have adopted LIFT, and you can be one of them. Visit missionnews.org to get started. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more. That's at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.